Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Erin needs our help. We're going to be talking about her story on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, in kindergarten, Erin Everett was brutally sexually assaulted. She never told anyone. Instead, she chose to act and dress like a boy in a childlike attempt to prevent further abuse. Years later, a secular therapist encouraged Erin to engage in a pornographic career as part of her so-called healing. It wasn't until a Christian counselor stepped in that Erin was able to leave the shame of leading a double life behind. And that's why it's so important to continue to challenge not only these counseling bans that prohibit people from providing life-saving counsel, we'll talk about that in a minute, to individuals who are struggling with gender identity, gender confusion, same-sex attractions, same-sex behaviors, but also to oppose a bill that is pending in the U.S. House, H.R. 15, or the so-called Equality Act. The Democrats just picked up one more vote by filling the Representative Santos's seat in New York. They now have 213 votes, and they only need five more votes to get 218, and that will allow them to bypass the Speaker of the House. So this is a big issue, both in litigating to give freedom to counselors and to people like Erin. We'll talk a little bit more about Erin's story, but also with respect to H.R. 15, the so-called Equality Act.
Yeah, they've been, pushing this for over a year now.
Oh, for more than a year.
More than a year, and they keep trying, and they're not giving up until we stop them.
No, they're not. And so Christian counseling, saved Erin's life, and yet at the same time, there were over 100 of these bans across the country, including half of the states, and the rest of those were in various cities or local governments.
Well, Christian counseling has saved many lives, Matt. I mean, that's why we defend us Christian counselors. And we won at the Court of Appeals. And now Florida, Alabama, Georgia, those counselors are free to help these children that are struggling get to the root cause of what's really bothering them.
And those two cases that we won in the Otto and Vazo cases out of South Florida and Tampa were the first victories against these counseling bans in the country. And applying to those three states, most of those particular laws that were on the books were in local jurisdictions in Florida. We struck down 23 of those laws. So mm-hmm. Now there's still a whopping 87 of those laws that are still in existence. And these cities or these states are not voluntarily just repealing their laws. So Liberty Counsel is preparing several different lawsuits in several different states on behalf of Christian counselors who counsel individuals like Erin that have gender confusion or they have unwanted same-sex attractions or behaviors. Counselors are like a GPS. Mm-hmm. Client comes in, they tell the counselor what is bothering them and what their objective is. They want to overcome this confusion, these unwanted attractions, these unwanted behaviors. The counselor then helps them navigate through the different roadblocks of life, if you will, to get to their ultimate destination. And yet these laws tell counselors that you can't do that. You can only mm-hmm. navigate them in one direction, and that is to lead them down the road to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, and other kinds of damaging lifestyles that they don't want.
And, it's important to know that this is just talk therapy, as if you or I or anyone else would go to a counselor for help. It's just talk therapy, unlike what the LGBT activists try to portray it like some violent, reparative, all these euphemisms they use. It's just talk therapy.
Yeah, so going back to Erin's story, this is not uncommon what we see. In the summer between kindergarten and first grade, a stranger forced little Erin Everett and her brother into a public bathroom stall where Erin was brutally sexually abused, and fear kept the children from telling anyone what happened. Perhaps because the pedophile did not touch Erin's brother, her young mind decided that being a boy was safer than being a girl. Erin began to dress in her brother's clothes and more began acting, as best she could, like a boy in an unconscious attempt to protect herself from further assault. Erin needed counseling, but many laws then and now ban Christian counseling for people like Erin, and we are determined to overcome those and overturn those. It's not a matter of if we will do it. It's just a matter of when a case that we have will get to the U.S. Supreme Court and overturn all of these laws. She says, quote, "Not one, not even my mother, knew that my longing to be a boy, a budding teenager identity, was based upon my desire to keep my body from being sexually violated. And it took years of therapy before I even understood the connection," Erin said, "but that therapy would not come until decades later."
That's so sad. I mean, you know, a child going through such a horrific thing would be afraid to even talk to her mother about this. So yeah. This Christian counseling really saved her life.
It did. And so, you know, as Erin grew, she continued to dress and act like a boy, even practicing trying to use the bathroom like a boy. She said, quote, "I thought if I could master this skill, I could pass as a boy," Erin says. In high school, Erin, still pretending to be a boy, began cultivating same-sex relationships. And after high school, Erin shed her gender dysphoria. Instead, she became enthralled with pornography and became a pornography performer herself, filming and posting over 400 solo videos to an online forum. Men would give her encouragement, she said, quote, "thanking me for acting out their sexual fantasies and telling me how wonderful I was."
And, you know, this is just an example. There's always a root cause when these children, you know, start dressing like the opposite sex and acting like that. There's a root problem going on, whether it's been a sexual abuse, verbal abuse, or just confusion of going through adolescence. There's always a root cause that needs to be addressed, not pushing them toward puberty blockers and mutilating their bodies.
And it's also, you know, something for us as Christians and just people of compassion to have compassion for these individuals. They're not the enemy. They're not the evil. The things that they do are things that are harming them. But oftentimes they are doing things in their life, and this is true with a lot of people, because of different kinds of events that happened in their life.
A lot of them get on social media and it's promoted there, or they go into public schools and they're pushed in that direction.
Yeah, they're recruited this way.
And all being, you know, hidden from their parents.
Yeah, there are chat rooms, there's different groups, there's support groups, and a lot of these people, you know, they're struggling with different kinds of things. It could be autism. It could be sexual abuse. It could be just body dysphoria. It could be all kinds of things. And so when they're confronted with a group or people online or some, quote, professional that says, well, if you do this, all will be well. You take puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, or you know what? You were just probably born in the wrong body. In this case, Erin went to a secular therapist, and that secular therapist actually encouraged Erin to continue making pornographic videos.
That's unbelievable.
Calling Erin's pornography a, quote, career. The male therapist, quote, likened me to being a social worker for men who had never been sexually fulfilled, but Erin remained deeply broken.
And then again, it sounds like that therapist has some issues as well.
No doubt. I mean, there's some really bad actors out there. So.
Yeah.
Erin, during one of these sessions, she was invited to a Christian group forum on childhood gender dysphoria. Self-described as a proud leftist atheist, Erin disagreed with almost everything the group stood for, but she attended anyway. And she said, while there, I felt God's love reflected by those in attendance. If they knew I was making a living making porn, I thought they would ask me to leave in disgust. But when I confessed to a number of people rather than reject me, they responded with God's love. One woman approached Erin directly and told her, even though you don't believe in God, he believes in you.
Mm.
She said God's love began to soften her heart, and she ultimately was changed, and she was freed from not only her pornography, but from her gender confusion as well. You know, this Erin's story is really a paradigm of the fact that we need to love and pray for people like Erin.
And direct them to Jesus. He's the key to all this.
That's the key to it. And clearly, also, these laws that would try to prevent people like Aaron from getting help, they need to be struck down. And that's why Liberty Counsel is fighting hard to strike them down around the country. And in addition to that, we also have lc.org/EA for the Equality Act. Go there. Send a petition, send faxes to members of Congress, because this is only 5 votes away from passing in the U.S. House. Mm-hmm. 5 votes. It is so close. And we need to have those members of Congress hear from you. lc.org/EA.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.